possibility exists that Svira, the Sofala, is some kind of a mitzvah, even though it's hard to understand why it should be that way. Tosfos says, and we saw it yesterday, Sofala and Beis, that the Tevila itself, which makes it Uteris Levaila, is no Lechatchila on the level of Doraisa, because Uteris or Asura, only by mitzvahs such as Chalitza, with Lila, Mikra Bikurim. So the question would be, why should we consider Sira to be a mitzvah in the sense that it could have a Lechatchila B'diyevin? Don't know. Maybe it is considered to be in the category of a mitzvah. Don't know. Don't know for sure. Okay. I wanted to share with you a fascinating insight in the Sefer Mishmeres HaTara, which tries to explain pshat in the opinion of the Mordechai and all the others that he quotes, the Sefer HaTruma, etc. They need it's a double chumrah they have. Number one, they require Rishon Ushvi, which most Rishonim don't require. And number two, they require two every day. Two, one in the morning when she wakes up, and one before she goes to shul in the afternoon. So I thought, two separate chumras, v'horaya, the mechaber splits, the mechaber says that the chumra of Rishon Shvi is v'ein lehokel. Although, you know, Ve'en Lahakel, again, I'm telling you, it doesn't mean it's impossible to be made on any given case, but Ve'en Lahakel. Whereas the idea of Pamayim, this is Beferish, that's not, certainly not Li'ikuva. But I saw in the Sefer Mishmeres HaTara has a fascinating shot. And remember, the standard shot is, of course, the Beis Yosef shot. The Beis Yosef says that the Mordechai got it from the Mishnah of Yedal from Elf. But as we mentioned really last week, he never quoted that Mishnah. It's a little fishy. The Mordechai never quoted the Mishnah Yudalef from an Alf. What the derivation is this way, that way. We spoke of it in Spanish this morning, but he never quoted it. So, Salo Dobaru. He has his own theory, a very original, I think it's a brilliant theory. His theory is as follows, that the two are in fact interconnected. We have a concept in the Gemara of Tchilosa and Vesofa and Beina. But the context of that statement in the Gemara, Tchilos and Vesof and Be'inan, of course, is the first day and the seventh day. So in the Sefer Mishmeres HaTara, on page Kuf Chof Aleph, he says, these hold, you know why they need Sha'aras V'Yarvis? Bidin Tchilos and Vesof. Isn't this original? The same way they need within the week, Tchilos and Vesof, so too within each day they need Tchilos and Vesof. This is a very original shot, I gotta admit. Hainu. We did chilas and v'sofa. The k'shem to shenaktina to be in chilas and v'sofa in the sphere of the mahanim, but because yom vishon lach the kulam betara, hocha nami the in hayom gufe. The choshev k'sofa nami be in chilas and v'sofa. Wow, how chacha gadol is that? The raka rishonim zal halalu the haino asmag v'atruma shetzrichu beis pamam beyom heim elu shetzrichu aleph. V'zayin likuva, but the other Rishonim who only require tchilas and or sofer, they only have once a day. Tovah Hatalia. That's what it means. Where'd that come from? Where'd that time zone come from? Kama mitosa. Where do you find that? Shas. Kama mitosa. Where do you find it? Heard it's Makrishma, 3 hours. Where you kama mitosa? But before Nate's, like Rabbi Lez's Krishma, you have to. What's kama mitosa mean? The answer is, as soon as she gets up, that's the first possible moment, and that's the way that the day should be surrounded by Tchila Vesof. That's what he says. And why call him Arvis? Haina Vesof Hayom. The day ends, it's some spheres by Yom, not by Laila. So before she goes to Shul for Mincha, I guess they used to have a Mincha like we do, 10 minutes before Shkir. So before she went to Mincha, then a half an hour, at Samach Le Mincha. Yes, sir.
But the Smag quotes him in a different context. The Smag before he even mentions whether you need to do Rabban Ram Kanina, he already says you need to do two Bedikos in one day.
Right, that's true. But the question, of course, becomes same thing in the Sefer Truma. Same thing. He says, let's see if I can find it. The Sefer Truma is in Simon Pei Ches. Let me put the Sefer Truma on the board. You tell me if the Smag is significantly different, because I don't have the Smag in front of me. You saw the Smag, no? Tell me if the Sefer Truma is different fundamentally. Sefer HaTruma.
HaTruma,
but the tough.
Tough. Let's use
this tough as HaTruma. Tough.
So.
Truba, thank you. Sibonim, I guess. Neither. Yeah. Peches. Let's see what order is. It's a good word. It's a good point. Well, let's see what he says. Wow.
On that, in the main section,
put on
the word
sentence.
Why does that
happen? Wow. Strange. Maybe similar is like the headlines.
I think the Simon.
Oh, yeah? Well, let's go back. Should we go back for a second? Just see what Simon is. Let's go back for 1 second. Miss. I don't know what this means. I'm afraid I'm going to lose it.
Oh,
go here. Yeah. Okay. Let's read the headline first. Din! Shalachatchila bodegas atzah erev uboker kol erev uboker. That's interesting. Erev uboker. Should be boker of erev. See if some printer printed it. I wouldn't put it. The Sefer Chum himself wrote this. Yeah. Kol shivli be asfir of himshacha v'lobalka rak yom rishvi yom shvi muter. Lobalka yom rishvi at shmini machlokas. Wow. Machlokas rabbi rabbi chanina. As we saw, it's saying the Torah's Vada. But the bulk of the Arab, you're saying, that's for sure. That's what you're pointing out. Bulk of Arab is for sure. Nothing to do with Rav Chanina. Even if you pass like a Rav, you require bulk of Arab against the Mishmeres Satara. Okay, yes, sir. Make a kind of a gzera kind of thing. Okay, could be. Yes?
So isn't this smack machalic? Like, the Bishos at least quote the smack is saying he's being very unconvinced he should pass in like a rechanina, but he still requires 2 liters.
And that's exactly basically what you're saying.
Smack.
They're all not convinced that these two are Hoba Hatalia. And I'm the first to agree with that, but on the other hand, it's a very original thought, because those we showed him at the end of the day, the only we shown him who are talk about Shachas V'Arvas are the same Rishonim who talk about Tchilas and Mesof and are note there, Supak.
Smack's not the other way.
Sorry, which way?
Smack, at least they said the smack is
noted
the other way. That's like Rav.
Note to the Rav, yeah. But he's not sure, right?
I mean, he quotes the smack and then there's a passage that says, like, but I don't think it's right.
Okay, but at least it was close to being right. Everyone else doesn't even assume that we pass like Rav is Kacha. Okay, fine. Well, point well taken. What I want to show you though today is something which I did not notice before. I was looking up the same instrument to find something which I couldn't find. Still haven't found what you don't know where to find it. Maybe do a search about the Rechitza stuff. But I did find something which I hadn't seen before, which is very interesting. It's the Machlokes of Chazon Ish versus the Sidrei Tara. What's Pshat in Rabbi Chanina? Rabbi Chanina holds the Tzurim Lefaneinu, which is the opinion of the Sidrei Tara. Oh no, not at all. Chazak Hazanish. Even he agrees on the Tzurim Lefaneinu. You just need a better, more the evidentiary bar is a little bit higher, but he doesn't need Tzurim Lefaneinu. That's what Chazanish said beferish. So I thought over here, the same Tzurim to me is not a little bit like the Sidrei Tara. Let's take a look together. Watch. If she forgot, so okay. Yom Shabbos Sekas while the Erev and the Machash or Mishal Sfira Shachas V'Arvis Lobok Atzvan Yom HaShvi Shachas V'Arvis Kamokain Muteres. It should be Oz, not O, right? The word Oz, what's that word? O? That O is a mistake, no? Yeah, O is a mistake. It's not in my Rabbi Ilan, when he transcribed it, the word O is not appear in my book. It doesn't make sense. So take the word out. O, if you see a Bar Ilan, cross it. Okay. Both Gatzma Shachas V'Yarvis, both Gatzma Yom Shvi Shachas V'Yarvis. Kmo Kemu Teres V'Tavels B'Layla V'Tor Dnan. Quotes on Mishnah. Okay. Okay, so we pass like Rabbi Elazar. Fine, that we know. That's a fact. What about between Rabbi Chanina? Okay. Shema, he had more than 5 days in between. That language we saw already in the Mordechai. L'chora nira l'alach Rav. Oh, he tells you why. And here's gets a little bit tricky. Why should Lachan be like Rav? Why? He would say, well, Rav is Rav. Rav is Suri against Shmuel, maybe against Rabbi Chanina too. That's what he says. Different reason. Why? Because they ask a kash against Rav from Torah. I'm not going to look at the intricacies of Torah. And the question was called Tefillah was Mana Mitzvah. The Elo boys from the Fanenu. Karav. Let's open the Gemara just for a minute to see how the Gemara phrases it, because this is going to be important. Please open to the Sugya Gemara. Let's see what it says. Samach Tes Amanal. Talks about Torah. The E Saga Daidach is the fifth or fourth wide line. Lo bin and Srun Lefanenu, be a mama nami nitpalina. Says the Gemara, Shmaya bin and Srun Lefanenu. Says the Gemara, come on, that's a right to Rabbi Chanina. Vallav mi yukim dak Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi bin and Srun Lefanenu. And therefore, Rabbi will say, according to the Rabbanan, means Rabbi Lezer and others, Lo bin is full of Hanan. And they start going into the whole sugya of Torah. Back and forth. So it's not clear in Talmud Bavli itself what exactly is the conclusion according to Rabbi Chanina. Is it pshat that you need Sfirul Nefanenu to get the Sidrei Torah, or no? So listen to how the Sidrei Torah phrases it. Rabbi Kiva. Of a Rav the Shorah, the Rabbi Lezer, Lokamoso, Mashma, Rabbi Chanina, Havinichale Lamaksha, the Asya feel the Rabbi Lezer the Shori, Hochoser, the Bina and Tchilan Vistofon, Uvetoa Tchilos and Leka. Another mistake? It's a read straight. Where are we? Again. Kane, I'm just trying to read it. Where's Perakat? Where's it? Vim Kane. Where's the word Vim Kane? Here there were a few places.
Okay.
Let me read as follows. Mash Madra Bechanina. Did we just read that a second ago?
Yeah. No.
Down? Mash.
That line?
Mashma. Rabbi Chanina. Have a nichel. I'm reading from mine. You tell us any change. Have a nichel el makshe. The asya afilu ali rabbi lezer the shari. Hachos the bin and tchilu solven. Kovan. Uve toa tchilasan leka. Right. This is missing a whole line. I'm missing two lines in this Bar Ilan. This Rabbi Ilan, two lines is missing. No, I couldn't read it straight. VMK, I read it from the book. Yimkein perak amapeles to come as tava talmud shemayim and Rabbi Kiva he tava sfurim v'pinus v'lefaneinu v'lo mokim la aliba afilu l'Rabbi Lezer. Oh man, I missed two lines. Uk Rabbi Chanina diosar imkein mashma. The word imkein is not here either. The savatam hatamud the Rabbi Eliezer the halacha kavoso lo beinan. Sfurim lefaneinu. The Bakri Yom Rishon. Vodka Yom Shvi Aval Lo Yom Mishon Lo Vodka Tol Ritbo Lo Erev Chen Vodka Yom Mishon Lo Shmini Hainuka Rav Dishari. So Rav is right, because we don't require Sfirona Faneinu. So Rav is right. What is that saying? According to Rabbi Chanina, you do need Sfirona Faneinu. So Mafurish, I think so far, I've been sitting with Tara. Now it's true. On the Yesh Litchos, and remember, if we stop here, it's irrelevant. We pass like Rav. Who cares what Rabbi Chanina says? You follow what I'm saying? With on the Yesh Litchos, where are we? Where's it? Oh, on the Yesh Litchos, the after Rabbi Chanina lo asya karabo lezer, the kema the shorah b'di eved, af b'di rabbonon below b'dikas kol shiva yom rak arishon v'yom shvi. Oh, that's enough. Him ken yater min haTorah b'bdika yom echad av shvi levado, af shvi levado. That doesn't sound right to me. But either one or seven. Im kein lit lili out to be mommy mission feel is man a mitza shmaita betomi on a level of the raisa ali rabbi akibi who I did the mitza the name of the rabbi chanina minicha ala parach the rab the shari I feel by the rabbana okay mashal ilish the kabbal ab me akim the rabbi akiva mashal below rab nami have been nuak rabbi akiva kein posh mori all enough for the evidence starts all year but yosef hachabish yomim because we pass the rabbi chanina but the whole hemshach advarim sounds like he's saying according to Rabbi Chanina, you need Tzvirul Nefanenu. That's the way I read the Hemshech. So I'm just pointing out, it seems like it's like the Sivretar against Chazanish, which has major ramifications. Again, Meikur Adin, I still say we pass like Rav, if push comes to shove. And the Ve'en Lahokel could be to be limited to literally the one and the seven, but not to all the extensions, as the Sivretar does extend it. But in Kozer, Emes Nitanos Ayama, the Pashat said over here is that he holds like you do need Sfirul Nefanenu according to Rabbi Chanina, which is what the Sidrei Tara said, which is not what the Chazanish said. Kein Nirali, of the Sefer Truma. In the Mordechai, you can't tell so much. I think it's more explicit over here. Okay, Rabbosai. This being the case, so there's a Psak Halacha here in the Sefer Mishmeres HaTara that I want to quibble with a little bit. He's like this, he quotes the Shulchan Aruch. And he writes as follows. He says, look, what is Shulchan Aruch Paskin? Rabbo said, I think it's worth opening the Shulchan Aruch again. Open up the Shulchan Aruch and see what it says. Shulchan Aruch says that you have to have 1 and 7 Vein Lahokel, Kuf Sarivav Sivdalim. And as far as the morning and evening, nah, that he just says it as purely as a Lechatchila. Okay? For Tomal Zebet Teferes Namoshe. Page Kufchav Beisel Lama Le'inyan Yom Achad V'Zayin Nachal Keshitasa. We in the base Pavim Liyikuva Hud Lo Nachal Keshitasa. Dele Didu V'Pachas Ni Beis Pavim Mayom Havich Lo Sofer Klal. So what does Sidre Tara say? For 1 and 7, the Shalav Ador Raisa by Zava. That's be Machman. Even though it's a connected Kolor Rishona. But for Beis Pavim Mayom. Then we're not going to worry about it. We follow the Shari Shon. He said like this. That's Mukhach according to the base Yosef in the Bach. That the base problem is because of Yalfina Mitaris, the Mishnah Yudah from Alf. But from Ki Vegas Kasha, it doesn't make sense. We spoke about that yesterday. Gam Kasha Tuva, Dim Kain, Loma Yaakov Klal. They said it is Miyakev. Granted that the comparison is difficult from Taris, but Naniach. Washing in Miyakev. So when it's bar, the El Batam, he lacks his reason that they hold Tchilos and Bidisov and Biyom Atzmo. Therefore, it's the Kuva. Maybe it's even Minatorah. Now it was not considered Sfur and Kalal, Bishitosim. But the Beis Yosef did not hold that way. So the Beis Pyomim is on the Rabbonim. So I could say the Beis Yosef was a Shitosim. He learned that the two Pavim Biyom was not this creative Chiddush of Rabbi Karp. He says, because of the Mishnah Yud Aleph. So the Rabbonim, so forget about it. But Aleph V'Zayin might be a Shalom of Daraisa, so he was Machmer on it. That's the Pshar and Pshak Halacha of Rabbi Yosef Kara. Very nice. But it's going to come out, though, again, as to say it again, that it sounds like the Sefer Truma is correct, since he holds from that Shita, that it maybe would require svul nefonein. It has other, it's had other ramifications as well, as we shall see momentarily. As over here as follows, an interesting thing down on page Kuf Chavov, something fascinating. He's the one who says that Rishon and Shemini should be taken literally, even though Rov Rishon didn't mention it, but the Ramban mentioned it. Maybe the Ramban may hold that way, or the Zeruah mention holds that way. That's enough. You have to have one abdik at the end. He writes as follows. Listen carefully. He says someone did a bedika in the following sense. We know the kuvah according to the mechaber is day one and day seven. Okay. If she already was with her husband, then we follow the ikir halacha. Rov poskim. What does that mean? Any day. V'chein yesh lahakol b'zeh b'shas atcha godol. You hear what's going on? This isn't Kiryat Sefer. This is not coming from Riverdale. It's Kiryat Sefer. He's saying, "Mishas atcha godol, we can be mekel the ikir within any one bedika within 7 days is good enough." Kagon. Watch this. Etel balos tshuva b'tchilas darkon or v'chadome. The chadome, of course, is a very elastic term. Sheyesh chashash michshol. This is the real problem. If she forgot day one, Mela, it's an extra day. If she forgot day seven, that's a disastrous case which I've seen happen many times. It's going to cost the whole week. Shalom bayis, michshol, can't handle this, too much for me. So he's Mekel Shasat Chagodol with a proviso. She remembers, of course, at night, Tivdo Gam Kodom Atvila. Why bother doing that? It's erupt. The time is over. So what's the point of doing it? Ovas mana batla kabana batla b'dikasa. What's the point of doing it at night? No. He quotes what the Ramban says. Batla yom rishon v'shuvlo batla kol zayin bodekes b'shas tvila v'daya. How do you like that? And the Ramban knew full well that the b'dik is taking place when it's taking place, which is the night after day seven. It's not day seven. It's not even day at all. Go back to our day-night problem, which we'll come to. Okay? And this is the opinion of the Rambam, he says as well. Right? He mentions Yom Ches, not just that, well, you know what, it's only mentioned because Rabbi Chanina said so. It's no good. That's what the Chazanish suggested. No. What's the point of Bedikas Shmini? And he says, look, Kol Shal Defonein of Yikol Levruvein, Sorok Levruvein, Gal Meachal Zayin Nekim, Shehita Hora, he doesn't know Bishop Shivinikim. But the Ramban and even the Chinuch who say, what's the Chinuch's Lashon? Where's the Chinuch? It's right over here somewhere. The Kitzon. He says you need a Bedik at the end. It's Midin Nakim. Midin Nakim. Well, if he's a Poshit, catch this now. The Kobe, the Avanash has a Tchak. He found in the Ozeruah. Hecha de bot chasa b'yom aleph b'yom ches. U'matzas Torah u'shayam lo botka. Machlokas Rabbi Chanina. You pass in like Rav. V'su. Hoil the Rishon u'shmini. Matzas Tahora, Raglayim Ledava Shekulan Tahorin. Is he clear? He's passing like Rav because it's B'dikas Rishon Hashmini, not Rishon alone. Against the Ravid, against the Rajba, against the Rosh, against the Beni Ruchim, who say one day is good enough. Okay, so he says, so that's what we do. And the very, very Shverim Smatzovim, let her do a B'dika that night, and we'll say in a pinch, perhaps it's good enough. Again, how do you define what is a Shasat Chagodol? This, of course, depends upon each and every person to know when to be Mekel, when to be Machmer. He's assuming that it's the Rabbonon. He's assuming that we pass in Halacha. Tchilasin, even if you need one and seven, that's only a rabbinical requirement. Again, perhaps the Sefer Truma himself holds it's a Doraisa requirement. Maybe the Beis Yosef is maybe Choshish. That's a derisive requirement, that's why he's worried about it, as opposed to twice a day, as we said earlier. But the bottom line, he wants to make the following suggestion. The Sefer Truma, to answer the Kasha, we said, we just read, we just now said, Mavua, Timanatora, Sagi, Luchuliama, Bibdika's Aleph is Obazayan, Rakhmid Rabbanan, who the boy Bibdika, Yom Aleph is Zayan. This we just saw a minute ago, right? That we saw in the back and forth of the Sugya Sagamara. In other words, like this. Say it this way. If you, it's always a tefasta rule of tefasta. If you want to say that according to Rabbi Chanina, it's a din daraisa, it's against the Gemara. By Torah. So the way to defend that position is to say that it's the Rabbanan. So that means it's the Rabbanan. Of course, if it's the Rabbanan, you want to know, so why is he based on the Choshesh for it? Kacha. As opposed to what we said before, he wanted to say the Beisheresh is Choshesh for 1 and 7 because it's the daraisa. Twice says the Rabbanan. Now he's saying, no. If the most it could be the Maisa is the Rabbanan. And he says as follows. The Obadika Shakas Arvis and 1 and 7 is Ma'akev. Ho Vadai! The Obadika Shakas Viarvis Drakma Drabona Dubi the Taras. Against what he himself said earlier a few pages ago. A little bit strange. He himself had his own sheet, which he seems to be ignoring for now. Can be nolod af Obadika Zuma Kevis. Alavadai. They say it's all with the Rabbanan. It's all the Rabbanan. And he quotes Poskim will go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Since it's the Rabbanan, we have a right to be making the Shas Atchak Godel. That's what he says in these pages, Kuf of Zion, and beyond. And beyond. So all the Rabbanan. Fine. Ida Beis Yosef said, it's Koris. 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 Okay. So maybe he holds it. She was worried about it being the Raisa. That's why he was so worried that he was Machma for it. But if the Beis Yosef would have only known that he even called it a smag and Truma, it's Rabban, he wouldn't have been machmer for him. No, so that gives us a chance to go against the Mechaba. The Mechaba was basing himself on a wrong assumption. He was assuming that it's a Darais. That's why he was so machmer for it. But now that we know it's Rabban, then he wouldn't have been machmer. Him is not machmer the other for morning and evening either. You have to be careful how you say with these things, but that's what comes out from this whole discussion. Yes, your question. No, good. Right. Now, Rabosai. There's the Ramban. The Ramban writes that Bedikas Chorim Mustokim, which we'll come to a little bit later, is important and has to be done when it's really, really critical. When it's really, really critical. The Ramban says it's only really critical in Hefsek Tara. He's according to what the different Gersos, I showed you already yesterday, there's two different. We have the Ramban on here, still here? Hilchos Nida? Tesla, Perik Bay, 1 second, the two places in Ramban. A different Gersos, Chain of Ain. But Kitz, in one place, he suggested that Hefsek Tara has to have Chorim Mustokim and not Shivin Akiyim. And why should that be so? Why should that be so? So the answer is as follows. For the Hefsek Tara, she's Becheskas. Tumea, Cheskas Roa. Once she did a Cheskas Tahara, she's a Cheskas Tahara. She's probably not a Roa anymore. Why do you have to have a Bedika for the next 7 days? Theoretically, it should be enough just to put your concentration on it. Just to think about it. However, the reason why not is as follows. Chasam Sofer writes in Kufay and Zayin. Really, Ashkocha Protis that she's not feeling would be good enough. The problem is we're afraid Shlo Nochesh Dil Argash of Alavadaita. She's sit, you know, focusing for an hour. Achyan she's a Bedika Kosha Maod. Who can think? Who can focus for such a long period of time? Al Kain Iker Abedika Yedachnosas Eid Bechor Mustakim, and therefore Yotzonu Mikol Svekas. Ikas fears bedaita, habediku beofen hamaasi bebetzias lo chiyach shadat alakach. If that's because we understand very well why you would not require chorim mustakim. What does it do? Quotes over here as follows. Min HaTorah is Nesinas Adas. He quotes the Sefer HaChinuch. How do you do it to a bedika? So Ramban writes in the Daf Hey, bedika schar mustogat na makam shiv nekiim. Should have a bedika zayin nekiim choluk legame from hefsek tara. Hefsek tara is levara she posik adam. Chor mustogat. Bedika she nekiim ruak maisa mochiach she nosenes leiv ala yomim ve omedes betarasa. Ulamida bechaskasa. Was there a sagi bebedika? Av shalom bechor mustokim la Ramban Moiridik. So there's a fundamental distance. Again, according to this girsa, according to this sheet, the Ramban you shouldn't rely upon it. Baal Nefesh shouldn't rely upon it. But Mikiradin, that's a distinction between these two kinds of bedikas. This being the case, Halacha Lamaisa, he writes some an individual who has a problem with bedikas. He says, da. The kol shi'chol alas is bedikas kinuach b'sofa b'shar yomim ka'arayvit tzrichol asos. The arayvit said it's enough to have an out external bedika, not chorom mustakim. But the Nodav Yudah says if you can't do the internal one, you should do at least the external one. And we saw earlier, if you can't do any bedika, meikir adin is enough, no senes datal in the kim. So the senes datal is enough to have an external bedika to demonstrate that you're thinking about it. Even if you cannot do the actual physical bedika, which goes all the way inside. Everyone understand so far? This is what he's suggesting over here on page Kuf Lamed Aleph. Kuf Lamed Gimel, for those who remember from last week, Ein Stir Ben Anon Behuda Dogel Merovava. That's Chiddush, which I think is a very fascinating Chiddush. Someone asked me, Kasha, why do you need 1, 3, and 8? You ever found a terrorist to that question? 3 and 8 should also, what do you need the 1 for? I don't know the answer to that question. Maybe it's loved after. He says, because most people remember they won. In the Chanamah, 3 and 8 may also work. I don't know. Look more carefully, if you will, in the Not of Yehuda, and tell me. He quotes it. He says, it's Simon, Tinyana Simon, Kuf Chav Ches. And he says, Psha, get the Pesach Chuba, this is the steer. Comes Halacha L'maisa, Rabbi Osai. Halacha L'maisa, someone forgot. So he quotes over here on page Kuf Lamed Dalet. Came through Rabbi Yoshef, Shamati Lamaisa. Heard from Rabbi Yoshef. Isha Shabodka Shishiyamim. 6 in a row, 6 for 6. And day 7, she got caught in traffic. Lobodka Bishvi Klau. Yesh Dismoch al Divrei Hadogal Merivova. Whole Bodka Yamim Rishonim. The Yose. Rak Bishvi Lobodka. Wow, it's a bigger chiddush, right? Because we just said before, this is a bigger chiddush. You're missing the last day. Follow me? There's no steer not in Dogel Merovava. He's being wrong in Dogel Merovava. You're boiling any 2 days, it's good enough in a pinch. What's the pshat? He gives his pshat. Rove poskim hold, any day works. We're machal like the smag on the truma, the chatchila. Even they weren't sure. That's true. If you look at the sword in the Mordechai, we're not sure. We have to be machmir. They weren't sure Pasuk Rabbi Chanina. They just didn't know. So they didn't know. They went, okay. Ain't a borrow the head. Fine. Vahar be poskim tzofchu azem. Ein sveika motzi b'dei vadei shol shar poskim. They don't understand the mechaber. These two giants, the Truma and the Smag, are mesupik. Everyone else in the world is not mesupik. They think it's head to gomer. How can you mechaber worry about their stuff against the vadei? I've called Rishonim. What we do if Yosef Karo said what he said. I want to say that Ein Lehokel doesn't mean Ein Lehokel ever. It means Ein Lehokel unless it's the Shas of Chagonu. Okay. So we have that Harbeg, the only post game, even according to the Svag and the Truma, it's okay. It means Dogel Merovava. Yeah, any two is good enough. Okay. But Bekiyai Gavna, Tivdok Am Kodem Atvila, with the Rambam and the Ramban and the Chinuch and the Azarua, that you should do. I say, I don't think it's Rabbi Yoshua. Is this him speaking or by car? Another Chiddush. Catch this now. Don't be Huda says 1, 3, and 8 is good enough. Yeah. Even though he claims 8 is not from the Shiva Nikim, because he requires 7 days in a row with the Milt Stoka. So what point is, what does 8 accomplish? It's not the Wailam Shah. As Shiva Dikosam O'Elas came in Shuba Tokayomim. Libdik Akademis. Lassos Yamashilifana of Nikim. He has loved this. 1, 3, and 8. You know why it works? Since 8 is within 5 days of 3, you're on 5 more than 5 empty days between them. Right? So then A will work backwards. But it's really 1 through 7 in the Nikiyim. Im ken kol shekein shetol bazer bedikas shmini lasas yamin shal lefana v'tzufin ulevara kol hayamin. What I think he means is, I think he means leil bedikas shmini. Right? Otherwise, that's what he suggests. That's what he suggests. Welcome to Sarah Godol. Yes, from Ilonas Gedolim v'Tov Megdoli Apostles Shemeshul Lefanein Lismach Alem uKachol Anal v'Tivda Kodem Tvi'la v'Shat Badami. I had a shayla on Thursday. I was at a bar mitzvah. Someone comes over to me. I got to talk to you. Just got to call now. Someone was supposed to go to Bikkur tonight, and she forgot to do a Bedikas Yom Shvi, or I got stuck, and she made the Bedikas Yom Shvi 13 minutes after the Shkia. I had to call back. She should run to the mikvah right now. This is a Bavadis Fexvek. Here it does work. In other words, 13 minutes Ben HaShmoshes. So this is better than Rabbi Yosha. Rabbi Yosha would be making the Shasat Chagodol even if she did the Bedikas an hour after the Shkia. It's 13 minutes of Shkia. It's Safek Yom. And the whole Chumrah of Yosha Mishvi is, so that's why I would make the Ben HaShmoshes, whether it be a Ben HaShmoshes of day one, the Beis Hamashiach of day seven, there's room to be made. I'm going to come in a minute, just a few minutes, to something which is maybe even another chiddush, which we'll see. Rabosai, let's go a little further. I'm a little bit disappointed because I keep telling you, when we spoke the first day about the kalo, can't do such a good bedika. So I said that maybe even the average wipe that the woman makes if she goes to the bathroom should be good enough. So here on page Kuf Lamed Zayin, I'm just getting a little bit of a different vibe. He quotes the Nodeh Yehuda. This is end of Simon Mem Vav. Talks about Kinuach bi Alma lo ba'omek klal. Okay, so far, I thought that's good news. Means even if it's sort of towards the outside. But then he says as follows. He says a bit of a different lashon. Look on the Nodeh Yehuda. But he says as follows. Listen carefully. Rak ma'at letoch reishis haprozdor v'lo yosem. That's a different story. The prozdor is a term of art. It refers to what the doctor called the vaginal canal, and the bedikas that I was describing don't even get that far. So that's a problem. I thought the word kinuach is a wipe. So I thought a wipe is any wipe, but if the definition of a wipe is something that goes already into the beginning of the prozdor, if it's defined in a purely strictly halachic sense, then I'm a bit of a problem. Maybe what I'm describing doesn't even go that far. So I'm pointing out to you, it's a little bit of a problem. You have to look carefully in the Lashon of Nodeh Yehuda. Again, have a chance to look, you should look. Okay. Comes in Nodeh Yehuda and says, let me actually really show it to you. Let's take a look. Nodeh Yehuda. Nodeh Yehuda. I believe this is the right siman, but we'll see soon. Let's see, not sure. Wow, no, wrong. Obviously this is wrong. This is a typo here. Okay, oh, maybe it's not a typo. Not finding it now. Let's just put it away for the moment. We'll find it a little later on. The Kitzah, there he says that if you have a moch dochuk and it's there until tesa kachavim, that can count for bedikas yom rishon. He says, no, there'll be Yehuda. It's not finding. place. Obviously, I'm wrong. He says that's what he has over here, but obviously it's a mistake in print. So did I write it down? Maybe it's comma. Let's just write comma. Maybe just instead of tenyana, it's comma. That would be it. That's probably what it is. He has tenyana. That's probably it's in comma. Let's hope that's the only mistake we'll find it very quickly. Neither. It's obvious it's about the same topic. Says it's a pretty long chibble, you say? That's it. Bedika. Or Mustakim, the Rashba says, Rabban is Achra, only Hafsakim in his term, but Shiva Nakim does not. He doesn't like it. I don't like it. Came out the Matsriha, Bedika, be made Sriot, he lost on his cell phone. Doesn't mean cheskes tmeya, cheskes roadan. Halachically, she be cheskes tmeya until she goes to the mikveh. That's how I understand the words tmeya in the Noda Yehuda. Avat ha-matzricha b'dika b'chol makom she'tetamei bo. Ad rabba das machra she'yichor nustokam matzricha b'dika yoser she'mamidim. Otherwise, it's only called a kinuach, right? And that's the Gemara says the word kinuach. Kolponet tzricha bedika ad makom tishes shamish elashen tzricha hachnosas chora musdok. So if you look carefully in the Ravid, you get that impression. Okay? So the second one is called bedika spesachitzon. The word ad is a mistake. Not a mistake. The Beis Yosef quotes the word ad. But in the Ravid it doesn't say ad. It says makom. You look carefully. Look under the fancy Ravid. You have the fancy Ravid there. Look, you show me tomorrow. The word ad is not in the original rhyme, it's only in the Beis Yosef. Mokom Shashamashan. We'll come to that a little bit later. So you see, you need a bedika, ad, or even without the ad, Mokom Dishan Shashamash. You don't need Chorim Mustak. Aval fi Mashaka Safti Leil Dishvi Arashim Hashem Arrivin. Bedika called the Husagi, that Koponim Odev Mitzviya. He doesn't have the Balei HaNefesh. You know what he had? Hasokas Razor. Don't figure that one out. He had the Balei Razor, he had, but the Balei Nefesh he didn't have. Today that's impossible. They don't print the Razor separately, to my knowledge. But I guess in Prague it was a different kind of circumstance over there. He quotes what he says over there, da 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 da. Razor Hisik. Oh, I found the Balei Nefesh. I found it. Yofa Kivanti, that's arriving. Kema Shetova, in Vedika Gedolamizu. Different lashonos that they quoted. This is endless, Rabosa. It's a chum of chorus. I can be so careful about this. Look at this now. The riff. Doesn't mention Bedik at all. He holds like the Ravid. Get what he said. You don't need a bedikah. Like the Balamor quoted to some Yesh Chachamim. That's what he suggested. We saw it was already quoted, we saw last week. And the footnote that he thought that the Yesh Chachamim, that the Balamor said, according to the Ravid, was a riff. Wild. Anyway, I want to show you something, but I can't even find it anymore. The Noda Behuda says somewhere here.
What's the
lashon? I don't know. That a moch dochuk should work if it's there after till tzeis kochav. Let's just go to the very end. I'm not going to look anymore. Close my eyes. Where is it? Okay. It says. If a moch etz ara laila mamish, totzi a moch, imu noki, talala lehefsik tara, v'shuv b'chol zayin akiyim tkanech, ha'b'chol yom pela b'sholamata, kinuach b'alma, lo ba'omek klal, here's the problem. Rak mi'at l'tok reishis ha'prozor v'lo yoseh. That's the problem which bothered me. That's pretty far in. Where does he say that the moch works?
You said it there.
Huh?
You said it there.
It wasn't that clear.
Where's
passing down? Oh, carry bedikas. Here's my ferish. Kolelas tati bedikas hafsoko u bedikas yorishim. Shere moch etz adalayla mamish. That's what he says. Ah, he holds Sfira Slila, Lav Sfira. Ah, that's the problem. And then why is it so critical? Because the Chazanish denied this. Why the Chazanish denied? We don't need Sfira Lefaneinu. Now that we saw the same Achur, we do need Sfira Lefaneinu. But maybe we shouldn't pass like him. Let's go back and forth with the halachic literature. This is very critical. Okay? We'll see soon.
See something the Chorim stuck on the way out also?
Hold on 1 second. Yesh Tzav Gan Rashi. Rashi Yimsochem Ol Sfira Slala Vikri Sfira. I told us doesn't like it. Ta-da. Then Yesh Tzav Gan Rashi Shakulas. It's enough to have the moch all the time. So I found the two things I was looking for in the Yehuda. I found it. And what's your questions?
You need Chorin stuck on the way out, though? You have to do the second swipe on the way out?
He doesn't say that. Doesn't say that.
Yeah, so...
Doesn't say that.
So is the
first I tell every Kala, and I tell the Kala teachers... Tell every woman that the Hefsek Tara that was go around at the beginning and around at the end.
I'm wondering, is he assuming the first one works for the end, or is he assuming you don't need it?
I can't answer the question. Look at the small print. But the bottom line, what he does say is that if the moch is there, it would work for both. You see, Klar, he wants to be Mitzarab Shidas Rashi, as he calls it, that Sfiris Lila is Shema Sfira. And I want to be Mitzarab the Chazanish, who says you don't need Sfira at all. We pass them like A, you pass like Rav, Mikra Din, and even according to Rabbi Chanina, the way the Chazanish learned, it's kind of your own Yitzchirul thing against the simple read of the Sefer Truma, but it's only been the Rabbanim. If it's the Rabbanim, you shouldn't have to pass in that way. It's quite complicated. And as a matter of fact, the Ramah, open up to the Ramah. We haven't opened the Shulchan Aruch yet today, come on. Please open up. We only have 10 minutes to go. I'm sorry. I'm trying to speak fast. The Ramah in Simen Kuf Tzadivav Sif Dalet. Ramo, not the Machab. Machab we saw it. Babdika tia la or hayom, velo la or haner, uva di evan mahani afila la or haner. What do you need in there, gentlemen? By day? Shraga batira mahani. By night? Does this say anything about our topic? Does this say anything about our topic? Take a look at the Sidri Tara, Sivkotan Yutes. Please, Sidri Tara, Sivkotan Yutes. Kuv Tzadivav Yutes. It's pretty short, Baruch Hashem. Yutes is forever. Yutes is pretty short. Okay, fine. All right, there. Koshali. Eich medame bedika shebetok shivanakiyim. The dahasam. The shani abdika shilat sphere shivanakiyim. The tama bishop the lekka sphere below bedika. Kumashat sphere tzarach be a mama. Did a bedika be a mama. Toys a samach tes. What did it say? He ain't bedika sof yom ol the sphere. Loyat a kondal of nos yisrael elem ken yivtuku ba aliyah samur ha-shachar. The sphere is a layla and a sphere. Atkan. Mivuah. Mivuah. What does it say? Da bedika havi mishum sphere. Vitzorach lios biyom dafka. He's assuming that the Ramah is talking about a bedika balayla. Now, it's unclear in the Sidrei Torah. What's he thinking, Pshat Ramah? Everything was done at night. The insertion of the cloth internally was done at night. And the checking with the candle was done at night. And that's what's bothering him. Or maybe even the checking with the candle is bothering him, no matter what it was inserted. It's not completely clear in the Sidrei Torah what he's saying. V'ein rayim eloshin harashba was mekil. Yeah. No, he says. This is consistent. Iyul l'shitasi yazil. Sagi b'sofan afish en chilasan. So you don't need sphira. Doesn't make a difference day or night. But the machaba is saying lahokil without bedikas chilav b'sof. And according to what I said earlier, according to this opinion, sfurim l'fnei d'beinon against chazanish. V'tava de bedikah b'shem sfurim hu. If can a bedika davka b'yom v'lo b'layla u'ma'akev afilu b'di'evim. V'chein yesh lahazil l'beiso shetivdog davka b'yom. As the smag says, shachris, when she gets up, hours before she goes to mincha, b'di'evim once a day is enough, he suggests. Can't go be megal against the mefurah shetosis n'apsamach tesam and aleph. He calls to rikash. Ein a bedika ola kahogan ela b'yom ad kan l'shono. I'm asking you, Shaila, what? How do you read the words of the Sidrei Torah? I read the Ramah. At night, you just check the color. The rabbi checks the color. That shouldn't matter when that happens. It should matter. The bedik is when the woman inserts the cloth in her body. So then the Ramah proves zero. I understood that the Sidrei Torah understood the Ramah to say that the two were done at the same time. That's how I read the Sidrei Torah. I don't know. Halacha l'maisa, I think that's true. I just wanted to say for Pischei Das. You have it with you? Rabbi Brogenstein? No, I'll show it to bring it tomorrow. I'll show it to Shia. I think he read the Sidrei Torah a bit differently. But I think the bottom line is the same. That as long as it's inserted by day, doesn't matter when it's checked. I mean, I check things at night all the time. Shiva Nakim. The problem is it's not a good light. So I have a Verizon light that's supposed to approximate sunlight, da-da-da-da-da-da, whatever. But I never was worried. I'm checking at night. I'm running afoul of the Sidrei Torah's Chumrah. You have to have Vedikas about Bayom. The insertion was done by then. Again, I'm a little bit partial to the Chazanish, as you already heard. That even Vedika at night should also work. And that's another Yehuda suggested. Yes, it's Rashi. You need to put the Rashi aside for the moment. Oh. The Beis Yosef says, Bedikas Laila doesn't work. But the question is, what Laila doesn't work? He's talking about the seventh night. Seventh night. So sure enough, in the Sefer Mishmeres Satara, how can you compare the first night to the seventh night? The seventh night won't work. It's not Sofo. Sofo has to be the last time unit. The first night's even better. From his perspective, even better. Why is it even better? The Tchila is Tchila. It's the night of day one. He's not telling you to do it at the Tchila. That's his distinction. Then maybe you can say the seventh night is no good and the first night is good. Chazanish says Sfiras Laila works. You don't need Sfurim at all, even according to Rabbi Chanina. Fine. Good. Now, Rabosai, the Ravid and the Balamor had a number of arguments. Not surprising. They're known to have jousted and with much more harsh language in other areas. Sholosh Poros, you learn in the Baba Metzia, they're Here they also joust a bit. Let's take a look and see the Bali Nefesh. We'll have another 5 minutes, but let's just take a beginning and we'll try to have a little bit of analysis tomorrow, B'siyata D'Shamayim. Where are we? Bali Nefesh. Oh, yes, we were in Gimel yesterday. Who remembers? Was it Gimel?
Base.
Base. Okay. Oh, you have to have 7 days. If you didn't, by the chatzil, you have to have. Did we press this base yesterday?
Yeah.
This we saw already. The Balamor said you have to have. No, you don't. You don't even have. This 1 in 7 is enough. Even the chatzil. That's what the Balamor said. Okay, that is correct. Oh, but there's another Balamor. Where's Aleph? Where is Aleph? Vimbalka, maybe it's Gimel. Vimbalka b'yemtza shiva lo balka lo b'achis lo b'solfa lo shamanu, the Rabbit says. And he says, l'kula, says the Balamor, Gimel. Anu Tmeim is a Tame Godol. You bring an Araya, this we saw in the Rush already. You bring an Araya from Nida to Zava. No. Zava is much more Chamor. So therefore what? So what's the bottom line? The bottom line is that day 1 and day 7 Maro Lismach al-Rav Dama Tchidosna Fish and Sofa. It's Rav Chanina. Some possible attack. In fact, hold that way. Some say don't have bedik at all. That's the no to be huda according to the rift, the way the footnote there said. The kids are nimrits. So, Nina and Zava are different. So what's happening over here, he denies the fact that if day 1 and day 7 are enough, so should day 3 and day 4 also be enough. That seems to be going along those lines. Not love. Chasam Sov is a long time ago. The Pesach Shiva quoted that you can't be Samech on day 3 or 4 because the Razor is against. Now it's interesting. The Razor, who was the Razor's Einikel? Who was his grandson? Anybody? I just gave it away. The Berek Abayis. There are. It's descends from the Razor. They're both Levim. Here we go. MC son, it works. Devav Tmuim. Adan Shiva Nakir Sfuramina. Bishla Makika Tchilas and Oh Sofon. Hear this now? This is the opposite of Chazanish. Chazanish said, even if you need Tchilas and Visofon, you don't need Sfuram the Fanenu. He says, even if you need Tchilas and also fun, you do need Tchilas and also fun. You gotta love Agadola. You gotta love him. The opposite. Ika lemeima, the solga zayin and tzvurim. The chiika b'tchilas and zayin tzvurim gariri basras basrei. Kika sofam, you can have zayin and tzvurim. The kamei gare basrei. In other words, the 107 can go in one direction. One can include till 7, and 7 can go back to 1. Abu b'diga de b'yemtza. Zil hachalek asfurim, v'zil hachalek asfurim, zayin asfurim. When we had time alek of the migmar v'dikas of v'dikas nida, as his great-grandfather said, the Balamor, v'ol ha b'zava b'ina sofan o t'chilasa. Atka. So we'll have to see tomorrow, I'm out of time, at the Balamor, and they're all not identical, but they're talking around similar lines. And the Nodav Yudah has a very big kiddush about the two hasogas of the Balamor on the Raven, in which order they came. This is Tamar Shia Musa Dushmah.